Before you listen to the sermon, read Genesis chapter 1. Yeah, today I want to talk about creation. And let me start with saying that this is the subject of creation. It's not a scientific subject. Yeah, it doesn't fall in the realm of science. And I know atheists want you to believe that talking about your origins is a scientific subject, but it's not.
Yeah,
what they are doing is pushing science falsely, so called. Yeah, science does not have these answers. And cannot have these answers. Because true science is about things that can be observed, that can be measured, that can be predicted, that can be tested, and it can be repeated. Yeah, if you look at the scientific method, there's observing involved. There's testing involved. We cannot observe creation. Yeah, that's happened. We cannot predict creation. We cannot test creation.
Yeah,
we definitely cannot repeat creation.
Yeah,
so this is not a scientific topic. This is a religious topic. Yeah, we believe what we believe about creation because the Bible tells us. Yeah, we were not there. And neither was any atheist.
بی خدا هم اونجا نبوده که ببینه که بتونه ببینه.
Whatever statements they make,
هر چی هم که اون بی خدا میگه,
our statements of I believe,
همش برمیگرده که من اعتقاد دارم.
Because atheism is a religion.
چون آتیسم هم بی خدایی هم یک مذهبه.
2 years ago I preached 3 sermons on the religion of atheism.
موعظه داشتم در مورد مذهب آتیسم یا بی خدایی.
We have their own prophets.
که اونها نبی خودشون رو دارن. گروه خودشون رو دارن.
Yeah, and if you want to know, listen to those sermons, just look them up. It should be online. Yep. So as Christians, we shouldn't let us be intimidated by atheists saying things like, oh, you're dumb, you're unscientific, believing what the Bible says. Yeah. There is no science that can prove these things. And they have a belief. Actually, they have a blind belief. Because they believe things like nothing exploded. And that created basic elements. That's a stupid position. And then the rest of the elements were formed through more explosions. This time of stars. Stars that could not be formed out of gas, as they will say. Because gas doesn't clot together, cause the gas disperses.
They
believe things like life spontaneously started to exist on this earth. They believe you came from a rock.
Yeah,
they believe things like your great 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 grandfather was an amoeba or a bacteria or something like that. And to cover it up what they're actually teaching, they use very interesting terms to make it sound smart. And don't even try to translate this. They use terms like nucleosynthesis. Yeah.
change.
Evolution.
Evolution.
Biogenesis.
Biogenesis.
Yeah, that makes it sound better what they actually believe.
علمی میاد اعتقادشون بزرگه.
Yeah, that nothing exploded and you came from a rock.
اصلا همش میگه که همه چی منفجر شد از سنگ به وجود اومد.
Of course, you can believe that.
تو میتونی اعتقاد داشته باشی.
But it's a belief. It's a religion.
اما اعتقاد پس مذهبه. پس اونم اعتقاد داره منم اعتقاد دارم.
And science is not on their side.
و علم در طرف اون آتیسم ها نیست بلکه اعتقاد اونها بیشتر زیر سوال میره.
So this is a theological subject.
پس موضوعی که در
مورد صحبت
می‌کنیم اعتقادی است.
I want to show you from the Bible what we believe in regards to creation.
به کتاب مقدس که چه اعتقادی داریم در مورد خلقت خداوند، اون
چیزی
که خداوند در کلامش
our position
جایی که ما ایستادیم به عنوان اعتقادمون
as Bible believing Christians.
به عنوان ایمانداران کتاب مقدس.
And as you'll see,
همونجوری که می‌بینیم
our position will actually be supported by science.
اعتقادی که ما داریم علم
and as you'll see is that you cannot believe in evolution and at the same time call yourself a Bible believing Christian. These two don't go together. And I understand some people just don't know. They're ignorant on these things. But after you've listened to this sermon, and you still want to hold the position that you think evolution is something that is true, don't call yourself a Bible believing Christian. Because the Bible doesn't teach that. Teaches that God designed the place and created it. And he made everything work the way it does.
Now,
I'm going to give you eventually four statements of belief in regards to creation.
But
I want to start going over the chapter one of Genesis. To have an overview of the creation story. Quickly go through it. Yeah, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Yeah, who is the creator? The Bible says God. He created the heaven and the earth. Read the next verses, 2 to 5. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let it be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
زمین بی شکل و خالی بود و تاریکی بر روی ژرفا و روح خدا سطح آب‌ها را فرو گرفت. خدا گفت روشنایی باشد و روشنایی شد. خدا دید که روشنایی نیکوست و خدا روشنایی را از تاریکی جدا کرد. خدا روشنایی را روز و تاریکی را شب نامید. شامگاه شد و بامداد آمد روز اول.
Yeah, so God creates heaven and earth and he creates light and this is the first day.
خداوند آسمان را زمین را آفرید و این شد روز اول.
We'll come back to this, but not exactly.
But
God defined what a day is.
و بعد خداوند معرفی کرد که روز چه چیزی.
The evening came.
شب آمد.
Yeah, the evening and the morning.
و شب و روز
were the first day.
پس اولین روز شب و روز رو داشت.
Read verses 6 to 8.
آیه 6 تا 8.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made a firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
و خدا گفت فلکی باشد میان آبها و آبها را از آبها جدا کند. پس خدا فلک را ساخت و آبهای زیر فلک را از آبهای بالای فلک جدا کرد و چنین شد. خدا فلک را آسمان نامید. شامگاه شد و بامداد آمد روز دوم.
Yeah, so at this point the earth is covered with water.
در این قسمت زمین از آب پر شده.
And we see that God made in space a firmament between the waters.
بعد خداوند جدا کرد بین آبها رو. آب‌ها از آبها جدا کرد.
And of course this talks about our atmosphere.
و در مورد اتمسفر
water on the surface and water in the air, the clouds.
هم آب روی زمین داریم هم آب تو هوا داریم که بهش میگن ابر.
When they read the word firmament,
وقتی کلمه چی هست اسمش تو
فارسی؟ In English
what verse is that?
That is verse 6. Let it be a firmament.
فلک.
And I don't know in Farsi, but in English it actually has the word firm in it. I don't know about Farsi, but in English it has the word firm in it.
Yeah, that's firm. Firm. فلک در زبان انگلیسی.
And I think about a solid space.
فکر می‌کنم فلک یه حالت جای سفت، ولی تو فارسی اینجوری نیست. فلک یعنی بازه.
Yeah. Others will claim, oh, this is talking about a dome over the earth.
بعضیا میگن یه حلقه‌ایه که دور زمینه.
And this is told by people who believe the earth is flat.
تا خو فلکه.
You're translating.
Yes. Yeah.
This is told by people who believe the world is flat. Yeah, that there's a dome over the earth.
ایمان دارن زمین صافه، بعد دورش یه حالت چرخ
فلکی. Oh, that's the firmament.
و اون فلکشه در حقیقت.
We don't believe the world is flat, by the way.
و اونا اعتقاد دارن زمین صافه.
Even though it becomes more and more popular today in the world.
What?
That the earth is flat. People are saying that.
و جالبه، فکر میکنی عجیبه، ولی امروز تو دنیا خیلی اعتقاد دارن زمین صافه.
Maybe I'll spend a sermon one time to just debunk this whole thing.
که بعد بتونم در موردش صحبت کنم که چجوری علم برعکسش ثابت میکنه.
Yeah, but what does God call the firmament? He calls it heaven.
خداوند فلک رو چی میخونه؟ میگه بهشت.
And this is of course a sky we have above us.
فلک در حقیقت آسمانی است که بالا سر ماست.
Yeah, and later on in the chapter we will see that the birds are flying in the open firmament.
و بعد میگه که پرندگان در فلک پرواز میکنن.
Yeah, so this is not a solid.
پس جامد نیست. و یه چیز گرد نیست، بازه.
Yeah. Firmament is the sky, is the heaven.
فلک آسمانه، فلک بهشت در حقیقت.
We know that the Bible also uses the word heaven for where the stars are.
و فلک خداوند بهشت رو جایی که ستاره ها وجود دارن
نام برده. Heaven is also used for where God is, where his throne is.
هر جایی که خداوند ایستاده و در اونجا قرار داره سقف سلطنتش وجود داره.
So this was the second day.
و این روز دومه.
Read verses 9 till 13. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
و خدا گفت آب‌های زیر آسمان در یک جا گرد آیند و خشکی پدیدار شود و چنین شد. خدا خشکی را زمین و اجتماع آب‌ها را دریا نامید و خدا دید که نیکوست. آنگاه خدا گفت زمین نباتات برویاند، گیاهانی که دانه تولید کنند و درختان میوه‌ای که بر حسب گونه خود میوه دانه‌دار بیاورند بر روی زمین. و چنین شد، زمین نباتات رویانید، گیاهانی که بر حسب گونه خود دانه تولید می‌کردند و درختانی که بر حسب گونه خود میوه دانه‌دار می‌آوردند. و خدا دید که نیکوست. شامگاه شد و بامداد آمد روز سوم.
Yeah, so in the third day we see that God makes a division between the sea and the land.
بین زمین و خشکی، یعنی خشکی و دریا فاصله ایجاد کرد.
And also he creates vegetation.
بعد نباتات رو به وجود آورد، خلقت
کرد. We don't have time to go into that, but if you look at the first three days and you compare them to the last three days,
سه روز آخر خلقت مقایسه کنیم.
You see that God is creating spaces in the first three, which he's filling at the next three.
می‌بینیم سه روز اول خداوند جا می‌سازه، بعد سه روز دوم اون جاها رو پر می‌کنه.
Yeah, read Genesis 1:14.
پیدایش 1:19.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
و خدا گفت نورافشان‌ها در فلک آسمان باشند تا روز رو از شب جدا کنند و تا نشانه‌ها باشند برای نمایاندن زمان‌ها و روزها و سال‌ها و نورافشان‌ها باشند در فلک آسمان تا بر زمین روشنایی بخشند. و چنین شد، خدا دو نورافشان بزرگ ساخت، نورافشان بزرگتر را برای فرمانروایی بر روز، نورافشان کوچکتر را برای فرمانروایی بر شب و نیز ستارگان را. خدا آنها را در فلک آسمان نهاد تا بر زمین روشنایی بخشند و بر روز و بر شب سلطنت کنند و نور را از تاریکی جدا سازند. و خدا دید که نیکوست. شامگاه شد و بامداد آمد روز چهار.
Yes, on the fourth day he makes the sun, the moon and the stars.
خورشید، ما و ستاره ها رو می‌سازد.
Yeah, Genesis 1:20-23. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly to move moving creature that had life and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
و خدا گفت آبها از انبوه جانداران پر شود و پرندگان بر فراز زمین در فلک آسمان پرواز کنند. پس خدا موجودات بزرگ دریایی و همه جانداران را که می جنبد و آبها را پر می سازند بر حسب گونه هایشان و همه پرندگان بالدار را بر حسب گونه هایشان آفرید و خدا دید که نیکوست. خدا آنها را برکت داد و گفت بارور و کثیر شوید و آب دریاها را پر سازید و پرندگان نیز بر زمین کثیر شوند. شامگاه شد و بامداد آمد روز پنجم.
Yeah, so the fifth day creates the fish and the birds.
ماهی و پرندگان را خلق کرد.
24-25. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good.
و خدا گفت زمین جانداران را بر حسب گونه هایشان برآورد، چار پایان و خزندگان و وحوش زمین را بر حسب گونه هایشان، و چنین شد. پس خدا وحوش زمین را بر حسب گونه هایشان بساخت و چار پایان را بر حسب گونه هایشان و همه خزندگان روی زمین را بر حسب گونه هایشان، و خدا دید که نیکوست.
Yes, so he created all the animals.
همه حیوانات رو خلق کرد.
And on the same day he created man, who was the crown of his creation.
و در همون روز انسان رو خلق کرد که تاج سلطنت، تاج خلقتش بود.
Yeah, and God said 26:27, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them having dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created him, male and female created he them.
آنگاه خدا گفت انسان را به صورت خود و شبیه خودمان بسازیم و او بر ماهیان دریا و بر پرندگان آسمان و بر چارپایان و بر همه زمین و همه خزندگانی که بر زمین می‌خزند فرمان براند. پس خدا انسان را به صورت خود آفرید، او را به صورت خدا آفرید، ایشان را مرد و زن آفرید.
Yeah, and skip to verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
و خدا هر آنچه را که ساخته بود دید و اینک بسیار نیکو بود. شامگاه شد و بامداد آمد روز ششم.
Yeah, so the first chapter of the Bible gives us the creation account.
اولین فصل کتاب مقدس.
It's giving it from the perspective of heaven.
میگه و از آسمان برامون توضیح میده.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the second creation account that we find in the Bible.
دومین قسمتی که در مورد خلقت صحبت میکنه رو پیدا صحبت نمیکنیم، در فصل دومه.
Where you find things in a different order.
که یه جور دیگه نظم و ترتیب شده.
Yeah, and atheists love to point this out. How we have an error.
و کتاب مقدس میخواد اعلام کنه که اون بیخودای آتیست میخواد بگه اشکال داره.
They don't understand this from a different perspective.
و به خاطر این که تفاوتی که بین یک و دو وجود داره، یکیش از آسمان به زمین دیده شده، یکیش از زمین به آسمان دیده.
What he did.
و بعد خداوند به انسان نشون میده.
Today I want to focus on Genesis 1.
پیدایش یک رو میخوام امروز
باهاتون صحبت کنم. So here are four theological statements.
چهار تا
in regards to what we believe about creation.
تئولوژی الهی هست که میخوام بهتون نشون بدم که ما چه اعتقادی داریم در مورد خلقت.
This is not scientifically proven things.
به همون چیزی که بهتون گفتم از لحاظ علمی ثابت نشده. با اینکه علم طرف ماست ولی ثابت نشده.
Because this is what God has said.
ایمان داریم چون کلام خداوند اینو گفته.
Yeah, because we cannot prove.
چون هیچ کس نمیتونه
with science is beyond
that realm. ثابت کنه و علم قدرت ثابت کردن آغاز رو نداره.
We believe.
ایمان داریم.
God created all things.
ایمان داریم که خداوند همه چیز رو خلق کرده به وسیله کلامش.
Yeah, go to Genesis 1:3.
پیدایش 1:3.
And look at the first words.
چند کلمه اول نگاه
کنید. It says, and God said.
خدا گفت.
Genesis 1:6.
1:6.
And God said.
و خدا گفت.
9. And God said.
و خدا گفت.
11.
11.
And God said. And the same is for 14 and for 20 and for 24.
24 همش میگه خدا گفت.
I think God wants to draw us attention to something.
فکر می‌کنم خدا می‌خواد جلب توجه کنه به ما که فقط گفت.
Yeah. God said. God said something.
خدا یه چیزی گفت.
God spoke.
خدا حرف زد.
And then it happened.
و اتفاق افتاد.
Yeah. God created by speaking things into existence.
خلقت به وجود اومد. با حرفش خلقت به وجود اومد.
Here's what we need to understand about what we believe about creation.
در مورد خلقت ما اعتقاد داریم به عنوان مسیحیان.
God does not need building materials from somewhere
از یه جایی
to build things, to make things.
که یک تیکه رو برده مساله برداره و با مساله ساختمون رو بسازه.
Yeah, when we build things,
وقتی ما چیزی رو میسازیم
we need materials.
مساله احتیاج داریم.
Yeah, when you build a house,
وقتی خونه میسازیم
there's tons of materials going
in. خیلی مساله لازم داره. خیلی.
Yeah, there are stones.
سنگه.
Wood.
چوبه.
But that wood has grown from somewhere. The stones have been dug up. They were there.
سنگ‌ها رو یه جایی کندن آوردن که
copper, there's iron that has been taken out of the earth.
سربه ماسه یه چیزایی هست که باید ساخته سیمانه.
When God creates, it's different.
ولی وقتی خدا میسازه،
He speaks, He said,
خدا صحبت میکنه، میگه و اتفاق میفته.
God is truly the creator.
خداوند خالق واقعیه.
Only God can do that.
فقط خداونده که میتونه چیزی رو از هیچ چیز بسازه.
We can only rearrange what God has already made.
ما فقط میتونیم چیزی رو که خدا ساخته رو برداریم، شکلش بدیم به یه شکل دیگه درش.
The smartest scientists,
معروف‌ترین و باهوش‌ترین
just in the business
دانشمند
of studying the smartest scientists are just in the business
اونی که از همه باهوش‌تره
of studying
فقط داره مطالعه میکنه
and rearranging what God has made
و بعد داره برنامه‌ریزی میکنه جابجا میکنه اون چیزی که خداوند ساخته در حقیقت یه شکل دیگه بهش میده.
Yeah, God created all things through his word.
خداوند همه چیز رو با گفتن خلق کرد.
I don't know if it works in Farsi but the English word
کلمه فارسی نمیدونم درسته ولی انگلیسی میگه
is universe
جهان.
Yeah, which actually talks about speaking. Yeah, one verse. It points that God spoke everything into existence.
میگه خداوند صحبت کرد و جهان کل جهان اتفاق افتاد تو یک کلمه.
Yeah, go to Hebrews 11.
عبرانیان 11.
Hebrews 11 1 till 3.
یک تا سه.
Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
پس ایمان اعتقاد بر چیزهایی است که بدانیم امید داریم و برهان چیزهای نادیده، زیرا که به این از پیشینیان به نیکویی شهادت داده شد. به ایمان فهمیده ایم که عالم‌ها به کلمه خدا شکل گرفت، حتی آنکه چیزهای دیدنی از چیزهای نادیدنی ساخته شد.
Yep. Now, not this first four. First part. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God.
که دنیا به وسیله کلام خلق شد.
Yeah, what we believe in regards to creation.
چیزی که اعتقاد داریم در مورد خلقت خداوند.
We believe,
ایمان داریم، اعتماد
می‌کنیم.
کلام خداوند و حرف
about
خداوند.
About what he has said.
چیزی که گفته اعتماد می‌کنیم.
And it says also that the second part, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear.
حتی آنکه چیزهای دیدنی از چیزهای نادیدنی ساخته شد.
Yeah, so the things that we can see, the things that are made,
چیزهایی که می‌بینیم که ساخته شده.
Yeah, were not made of things that are already there.
از چیزهایی که اونجا بوده و می‌دیدیم ساخته نشده.
God did not take stuff from somewhere.
در حقیقت خداوند نیومده مصالح برداره و یه چیزی رو خلق کنه.
Yeah. He spoke them into existence.
گفت و انجام
شد. They are framed by the word of God.
کلام خداوند شکل گرفت.
And here's another aspect to the fact that
یه دیدگاه دیگه‌ای از خلقت
that God created all things by his word.
که خداوند همه چیز رو با کلامش و وسیله کلامش خلق کرد.
Okay, who is called the words in the Bible?
چه کسی کلمه خونده شده؟ اسم چه کسی کلمه است؟
Jesus Christ. And of course, if you read of Genesis 1,
yeah,
the Bible says, like God said, let us make man.
Yeah?
So we see that the whole God that is involved in creation.
Yeah,
God is three in one. God is a Trinity.
Yeah,
1 John 5, 7.
For
there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
زیرا در آسمان سه هستند که شهادت می‌دهند، پدر، کلمه و روح القدس، و این هر سه یک هستند.
Yeah, go to John 1:1.
یوحنا 1:1.
Of course, the word is referring to Jesus Christ.
در آغاز کلمه بود و کلمه در مورد کی داره صحبت می‌کنه؟
Yeah, it's one God. One God, eternally existing.
از ازل وجود داشت.
In three persons.
در سه شخصیت.
Yeah, God the Father.
خدای پدر.
God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. John 1, verse 1 till 2 for now. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. With God, sorry. Yep. So, who is this talking about? Skip to verse
14.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
و کلمه جسم گردید و میان ما ساکن شد، پر از فیض و راستی، و جلال او را دیدیم، جلالی شایسته پسر یگانه مولود پدر.
Of course, this is talking about Jesus.
و دقیقاً توضیح میده که کلمه همون عیسی مسیحه. برگردیم با آیه 3 یوحنا 1.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
همه چیز به واسطه او به وجود آمد و بدون او چیزی به وجود نیامد که آفریده شد.
Yeah, who was the him here? The word.
کلمه.
Who is the word?
کلمه
Jesus Christ.
کلمه عیسی مسیح.
All things were made by Jesus Christ.
به وسیله عیسی مسیح خلق شد. همه چیز با او خلق شد.
And to make sure we get this,
مطمئن شم همتون درک کردید.
It also says,
همچنین میگه,
nothing was made without him.
هیچ چیزی بدون او خلق نشد. تاکید کرده. دو بار گفت.
Jesus Christ is the creator.
عیسی مسیح خالق همه.
Jesus Christ is the one who spoke in Genesis 1. He is the word.
صحبت شد، کلمه ای بود که گفته شد و خلق کرد.
Go to Colossians 1:14.
کلوسیان 1:14.
I'm going to read some more verses from here, so stay there.
همونجا در کلوسیان بمونید چون آیات زیادتری خواهیم
خوند. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
که در وی به سبب خون او بازخریده شدیم، یعنی آمرزش
دادیم. What is talking about?
در مورد کی صحبت میکنه؟
Yeah, Jesus Christ, obviously. Go further. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him are all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
و او به صورت خدای نادیده است، نخست زاده تمام آفریدگان، زیرا که در او همه چیز آفریده شد، آنچه در آسمان و آنچه بر زمین است، از چیزهای دیدنی و نادیدنی و تخت‌ها و سلطنت‌ها، ریاست‌ها، قدرت‌ها، همه به وسیله او و برای او آفریده شد.
Yeah, all things were created by Jesus.
در همه چیز به وسیله عیسی مسیح خلق شد. خلقت با خود عیسی شروع شد.
He is before all things.
میگه او قبل از همه چیز بود.
Some people will go to verse 15.
بعضی میرن آیه 15.
And they'll just read it on their own.
و ادامه میدن و میگن.
And they say, "Oh, Jesus is the firstborn."
میگن عیسی مسیح اولین کسی که زاده شده.
So, oh, he is a created being and he was just the first one.
زاده. پس اولین نفری بوده که زاییده شده.
That goes against the scriptures we already read.
چیزایی است که در موردش گفته شده.
It even is lined up with the next verses we read already.
و بعد آیه های بعدی صحبت
that he is before all things.
میگه قبل از هر چیزی بوده.
But read the next verse, Colossians 1:18, and I will explain it to you. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Yeah, so Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. He was the first one who rose again. Yeah, so what do we believe? In regards to creation from the Bible,
خلقت در کلیسا ما چه
اعتقادی داریم؟ ایمان داریم که خداوند
همه چیز رو به وسیله کلامش خلق کرد.
He spoke and it came into existence.
و همه چیز شکل گرفت.
And we see Jesus Christ being the Word.
عیسی مسیح کلمه است.
Yeah, that he is the creator. He is the one who spoke.
او کسی است که صحبت شد.
Even though the whole God was involved in this.
با اینکه هر سه تا شخصیت تثلیث در خلقت حضور داشتند.